This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hour 2, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. How good are the Rangers? I have a crazy simple stat for you. It's at 877-881-1053. I want to ask you, should they buy, sell, something in between with the trade deadline? Now 2 months away, we're into the month of June. It can start, you know, getting more interesting here over the next month, and maybe we'll see a deal as early next month. Okay, so let's talk about this and the rest of the local sports stories of the day of interest. And, you know, leave your name and city you're texting from. We'll make you famous right here in the nation. So I was surprised to see, with everything that's gone on, shut out so many times, I was surprised to see that with this offensive explosion against St. Louis, what was it, 19 runs in the three games? Really just 19 runs in two games. But they're now back to +3 overall for this season. Yeah, they got a positive run differential. I thought that was crazy. You know, still two games under, one of the worst offenses in the sport, but that's how good their bullpen has been. And obviously that has happened with great pitching. But does that do anything for you? Like, hold on here. You couldn't have had a worse 2 months offensively. Now the offense may be coming around. Seager back, Simeon healthy, Garcia benched. Booyah.
Yeah, I mean, I think those are the ingredients right there. And Jared had the stat. I've seen it floating around quite a bit. Rangers 21-3 when they score at least 4 runs. That's all you need.
Mm-hmm.
That is all you need. You win 21 out of 24 games when you just score 4 runs. So, and the way Josh Smith was getting going, obviously the Marcus Semien stuff is the biggest takeaway from the weekend. That was the guy that we had been talking about plenty. Yeah. And you were talking about it on Friday. You had the numbers in the history involved. Like, there's no way this dude is bottoming out this much, and this is just who he is now.
Yeah.
At some point, this is going to snap back into reality, and thank God it happened this weekend.
I mean, just think about that. Like, the Rangers had a top 5 offense in 2023. Right now, would you say they're 21-3 when they score 4 runs or less?
Yes.
A top 5 offense right now would put you at 4.9 runs per game.
Yeah.
So, you just be 80% of the offense that you were, and obviously 21-3 is not going to hold, but those haven't been against easy teams.
No, not at all. But I do think there is some level as well, just like considering the inevitable slippage of the pitching at some point. Like, you're gonna get into a bit of a pitching rut at some point. So you'd like to see, you know, 6 or 7 perhaps a little bit more often. But yeah, bottom line is, with this pitching staff, 4 runs will get it done.
Yeah, but overall, I guess by definition, a better than average team, especially if you would do like a strength of schedule weighted plus minus run differential. I wouldn't be surprised if the Rangers are top 10 in that category in the league. And I don't mean to do that like to spark hopium, but this is, you know, this is just like the first sign of maybe who this team really is, Brian, and the kind of squad we expected coming out of spring training.
Yeah, I thought they were going to hit a lot better. Surprise, surprise, wrong about that. But it's just, I want to believe that there were some pitching matchups that just weren't right for them. You know, that they did play some teams that, you know, had some early series that weren't, you know, they were really fortunate that they, or unfortunate that they caught some rotations that were, you know, that gave them some problems. And I couldn't believe, like I said, coming out of spring training, it's like, okay, the one thing that's going to be good about this team is they're going to score runs.
Yeah.
The pitching part of it was, I mean, and I gave CY some credit, and he deflected it on Friday, you know, but he had a vision for, you know, how he put this thing together, and, you know, waiting on some hurt guys and things like that. So, you know, it's worked out perfectly. I don't have an answer why they don't hit. Other than the fact, I think the pitchers that they've faced have been, I think the teams they faced and the pitching staffs they faced has been very, 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 very difficult for them.
Yeah, and they've had bad luck, I think, with some key guys like Jock Peterson and Marcus Semien and Adolis Garcia. Hopefully, you know, Semien started to get this thing turned around. By the way, I did just hear from Rich over there at the Rangers, and CY is going to join us coming up in an hour and 15 minutes here on your home of the 2023 champs. Now, fingers crossed with Evaldi. I was talking Friday briefly. I wrote about it actually over the weekend. I have a Substack, Pure Gold as always. I wrote about this trade idea, like with the Rangers, should you trade pitching for hitting? And specifically I was looking at Tyler Mahle and John Gray, but until we get resolution on this Evaldi storyline, I don't think you can be looking at trading away from pitchers. That would be assuming we're at pretty much 100% strength. DeGrom has like 8 starts in a row where he's allowing 2 or 3 runs or less, just something stupid that he's got going on. So sure, healthy, let's deal. But now if you're like, oh, by the way, you might be losing Evaldi, and nobody has said that, but when you put him on the injured list with what we saw last week, you know, I guess we'll ask CY about it coming up at 4:20. Like, are you guys still sure that, you know, everything is fine with Evaldi? I don't know, but we heard triceps. This is what I always think about. We heard triceps with Yu Darvish.
Yeah.
We got on a plane. We fly to Surprise, Arizona, because they'd said, oh, yeah, you know, things are good. And then the next day they're like, oh, actually, it's, you know, going to require surgery now. So, and we've seen several of those in sports. So I guess they can't diagnose Tommy John immediately sometimes.
Either that or they just don't really, they don't want to.
They want to give the fans some time.
Yeah, and maybe there is something with the inflammation immediately that sort of distorts things. I really don't know, but yeah, they always seem like, okay, if they're going to have some really bad news, they want to slow play the breaking of it.
Yeah, or they don't know it, or they're slow playing it,
right.
One of the two. I figure we're 72, we're over 100 hours since his injury. It would be a surprise. You know, and again, like we said last week, this team is being highly cautious. Is it just that any discomfort, we're out, and if there's still discomfort after 72 days, we're looking at an extended stretch, because we know how good this pitching staff can be if we can get to the playoffs. And as important as the regular season wins are, we're not even willing to risk a little bit of the regular season. You know, because of how amazing that Evaldi is once you get to October. You know, the guy is definitely a playoff ace, all right? It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. What's the update on Bradford? I don't know. We have positive updates on Evan Carter and Kamar Rocker. I think over the next 2 days, you're looking at those guys getting activated, but I hadn't heard anything on Bradford since last week.
I know Sean McFarland said that Cody Bradford threw curveballs and sliders in a bullpen just over the weekend, came out of it fine, and he says that's a big step and hurdle out of the way in his recovery. So hopefully it's sooner rather than later. Perhaps you could see him before the All-Star break. That'd be great.
Okay. I just want to ask you guys the Frank Ragnow question. This is kind of reminiscent of Travis Frederick, where about 7-8 years into a great career, you're like, hey, you're not going to have your all-pro center. What's that do to the Lions, along with losing Ben Johnson? Breaking news, the Lions center Frank Ragnow retiring.
Yeah, this guy is only played 7 seasons with the Lions, and he was a four-time all-pro center or Pro Bowl center. And if you watch Detroit play, their offensive line is outstanding when it comes to running the football. And a lot of it has to do with that ability of their center to not only play along the line of scrimmage, but also second level. And I never, ever believed coming out of Arkansas that Frank Ragnow would be able to play second level football. But man, he does. He's one of those guys that gets extremely close to the defensive lineman. He's great. He's an outstanding holder. He gets his hands up inside, turns guys. But his ability to work with the guards around him and then his ability to take guys one-on-one at the point of attack, and then those backs are so good cutting off his blocks. This is a big, 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 big loss for the Lions. And this is one of those things when you're talking about, you know, we're getting ready to go into that break where OTAs are over, we'll take a month off, and then the next note we're at training camp. If you knew that Frank Ragnow was going to retire this year before the draft.
Oh, your offseason plans would have looked a lot different.
You would have been looking at, and this wasn't the year that the centers, last year was the center draft. This year was a little bit more questionable about that. But man, I don't know. This situation put Detroit in a bad spot when it comes to their offensive line. You know, and they're a team that's super aggressive when it comes to going to get players. They might have to trade for a guy. You know, I'm not considering act like I know Detroit's backup center plan or anything like that. Should figure out who they got, but this was a bad as far as timing goes for the Lions when this one went down.
Yeah, I wonder how long they've been aware of this even being on the table for him. But it is crazy because he's played 15 or 16 games each season for 3 straight years. All pro each of the last 2 seasons. I know he's dealt with some injuries. There were times where he was playing through knee and ankle injuries and
throat.
Stuff like
Remember
that.
Remember he played with a fractured throat?
Oh, my gosh, the fractured throat. I forgot about that. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Well, but, you know, I just looked it up real quick. Graham Glasnow, and then they drafted Tate Ratledge from Georgia. Tate Ratledge, to me, is a guard only, not a center. I would be shocked if they tried to play Tate Ratledge at center.
Yeah.
Just not the foot athlete.
I mean, I think here. It shakes up the NFC picture. I don't even know how it's going to hurt them in the division. Certainly
the
Minnesota, Green Bay. Yeah, the Cowboys,
well, the Cowboys
were not good.
When they lost Travis Frederick, look how that kind of messed you up.
I mean, speaking of the Cowboys, if you can get your running game figured out and your run defense figured out, like, this takes away peak potential from one of the teams out there. Certainly the Lions are going to be very good. But they're not going to be as good without Frank Ragnow.
No. And we were already projecting this team being at least a half step back compared to what they were. You lose Ben Johnson. You lose Aaron Glenn. So you have coordinator switches. And then now they still have Hank Fraley as their offensive line coach, which is obviously big. But there's no replacing Ragnow. I saw from Nate Tice over the last 3 seasons, since 2022, garbage time excluded, the Lions offense, what they rank with him on and off the field, when he's on the field, it's, from a success rate standpoint, third best in the sport over the last few years. Tied for first in EPA per play. When he's off the field, they go from third to 23rd in success rate.
Wow.
And they go from first in EPA per play to 12th.
Okay, yeah, so that is definitely something to monitor.
No Ragnow, no Ben Johnson, no Aaron Glenn. Really, really tough division.
Still more good players than anybody else in the conference, but not by enough. Last year it was just
their
injuries,
skill,
right?
Their skill is outstanding.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You know, I guess you got to consider the Eagles as well as, you know, appear, and they stayed healthier, but they lost 5 or 6 players off their defense.
Their edges, yeah.
Saquon Barkley is going to be featured in the cover of Madden 26 and be named to the Madden 99 Club, so congrats to him for that, expressing gratitude. I can't wait to hit the field again to give Madden players more highlight reel moments in Madden 26.
Dude, they have a crazy video of him.
Did you see him doing that? He's doing that for the cover. He's doing his spin.
The spin jump. Yeah.
Yeah. And seeing the video of him doing it, it's like ridiculous how effortless it is for him to jump super high over a dude. And then it looks like he hangs there for a second. Like he's got, like he just sort of freezes in the air for a second. It's like, is he strapped to something?
So do they put him on a green screen to sort of recreate that?
Yeah.
Man, that is cool. Yeah. I always like those behind the scenes video game type of you know, explanations. Yeah, but I think that one is big. Obviously, the SI curse, the Madden cover curse. I don't think you need any of that or would want to dabble in any of that. But, you know, what you're looking at with Saquon Barkley is a guy coming off a season where he touched the ball a ton and has injury history. So, you know, that's out there for the taking. Madden curse, SI, regardless.
Yeah, yeah. A good point from the 520. I mean, don't you have a guy like Brock Hoffman that could be expendable? Hey, Detroit, you want to play a little game, a little tradesy game?
Have a DT?
They do have a DT. They signed one, man. They signed a cheap. Let me see who it was. What is his name? Because they signed on the cheap a one technique man beast that you're thinking, why would the Cowboys have not been bringing this guy in free agency? Super cheap and really legit. I got to figure out who this guy is. But
yeah. Roy Lopez?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ting. Wow, that's a good
one. So they're going to want to keep him, but do they have other guys maybe that they would want to part with? Or
I'll have to look at their depth chart from an interior defensive line standpoint.
Okay.
But yeah, the Cowboys have, I mean, their interior offensive linemen, they got a buttload of them.
Yeah. NBA final set for Thursday, game 1 and 2 in OKC. Thunder, a 9.5-point favorite. The Pacers have had the best defense so far in the playoffs, though, and during the regular season, they were sixth. So they had the best offense, the sixth best defense, going up against the Thunder that won 68 games. Mm. I think, you know, on paper or for basketball junkies, this is a fun series.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to drag in a ton of casual fans, but that's not who we are here on this radio station.
You can watch them, but Carlisle got back with me.
Nice.
Yeah. So I thought, oh, geez, he hates us now. But he really doesn't. He was just busy.
He was just grinding. He was just in the lab. He was busy.
He's just busy.
You know? Yeah.
Just busy, but he got back.
I'm trying to win games. Yeah. I'm obsessing over this and any sort of distraction. You know, congrats to him. And once again, I think he just continues to prove himself as one of the best coaches in NBA history. So, you know, I'll be pulling for him.
Yep.
I know a lot of Mavs fans will, especially with the OKC rivalry. But I'm going to go ahead and predict actually Thunder in 5. Okay, that's how much better I think they are. It's time for the C-Note Cowboys news of the evening, and we'll get you all the top headlines and storylines coming out of the weekend and going into week 3 of off-season workouts here coming up next. It's the G-Bag Nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tee Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You know, the fan. All right, welcome back, Nation. It's time now for the C-Note Cowboys news of the evening. We do it every day at this time as you are, Well, you're riding with us all summer long. We're heading for Oxnard, baby. Hope to see you out there. Okay, segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Okay, there are some Kyle Pitts trade rumors as well. Now, there's no more trades that are going to happen for the Cowboys, right? I know before the draft we were talking too that the Pickens things happened, but we're done. You think other than summer free agency?
Yeah, there were a couple of conversations that I had this weekend. An interesting one I'll get to in Krusty's Corner, and then the.
And tease, that's coming up in 15 minutes.
Yeah, and you might be involved in with this one too.
Okay.
And then the but I asked also about like Amari Cooper, water under the bridge? And they were saying, yeah, it's pretty much we're not going to do anything there. So
that could get real fun if Amari Cooper's your third receiver.
I feel like that and we've got, you know, we got some June 1 stuff potentially going to happen here. But I think it's going to have to happen between today and then the 15th or 16th of June.
Okay.
Because then everybody goes on vacation and it's hard to find personnel guys. You're not going to get trades done and all that. So if there's going to be some June 1 signings, maybe some guys are recruiting, whatever you want to do that way, I think it's going to happen here in the next couple of weeks.
Okay, so maybe not a big trade for now, but
no.
I tell you what, I love this George Pickens story out of the weekend on social media saying he's the one that made the trade happen, not the Steelers moving on from him. A couple of different places you can read about this if you Google George Pickens right now. But a fan was talking to him about, you know, the trade and you know, essentially blaming Pickens for getting himself moved out of Pittsburgh. And he said, LMAO, I play for the Cowboys. Stop reminiscing and trying to justify the trade. Y'all just lost another good player to fake reports like this one. And then a fan replied telling their wide receiver that he was the problem with the relationship. He replied saying, I forced, buddy. They were gladly keeping me. Have a nice day and a blessed one, my guy. The thing I like about this is the story plays one way if Mike Tomlin says, I've had enough. I would rather just get rid of George Pickens than have him on this team for $3 million a year. You know, that's like crap. But if George Pickens is like, I've had enough. I don't like playing with such a crappy offense and you guys haven't done anything. Now you brought in DK Metcalf. I want to go, right? The only thing you did to help me was bring in competition. Forget you. So I think that, you know, that's why that story strikes me as differently today. It makes me even more bullish on what Pickens is going to do here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, certainly two sides to every story. I don't know if Mike Tomlin would have the same perspective, but yeah, it kind of perked me up as well. Like, oh, okay, I hadn't really considered maybe, because the whole time we're thinking, wow, if Mike Tomlin's getting rid of a guy, then
how bad is this?
Yeah, but if this was George Pickens that was really forcing the issue there, kudos to, I guess, him and his agent for like not making this a huge
David
national story, because usually that's something that gets out and is talked about plenty. This player wants out.
And congrats to the Steelers for making it happen, who have let these drag out in the past. You know, and they're like, hey, he wants out. Let's do it now while it's quiet. You know, because once the volume gets turned up on that kind of a storyline, Brian, what do you think of it? I know you've been positive the whole time, so this probably changes nothing for you. It's confirmation of everything that your sources have told.
What's interesting is the fact that Pickens, they, you know, since has deleted the text exchange and stuff like that. So, you know, maybe David Mulligetta and them stepped in and say, listen, we're trying to keep our tongue, you know, we're trying to keep quiet.
Well, that's the other side of it. This is the first time since the trade that Cowboys fans have maybe seen the emotional side.
Yeah. I you know what? I tend to, like, I saw a quote from Russell Wilson. I don't know if you guys saw it, and he thinks that George Pickens could be one of the best receivers in the National Football League. He calls him misunderstood. He goes, you know, he's not a problem. He's just misunderstood. And, you know, but he said, hey, this guy's got a ton of ability. I think the Cowboys are hitting us at the right time.
Okay, I hate this. I hate when people call other humans a POS. So 817 says, every report I've read has said the dude from the Steelers was a bleeping piece of bleep and hard to work with. Y'all are being homers. No.
No.
What happened
is... I talked to people in their department, in the Steelers, you know, and they were like, listen, this guy is super, super competitive. I trust these guys. I mean, I've known these guys forever, and never have felt like that. Oh, good luck with that, Broadus. You're about to cover a clown show there, you know. And I never heard that. It was always like, hey, man, this guy. I tend to side with what Russell Wilson's talking about here being misunderstood, where the people in the scouting department, stuff like that, are like, listen, this guy's a super talented player.
Yeah,
you know, he just wants to win so badly, and he's very outspoken about it, and it comes off as being negative. And it's not all true.
Yeah, I mean, he's competitive. He gets on the field and he's embarrassed like Luka. And the way that he acts out is to not bellyache and complain and bitch to the refs. It's to kick somebody's ass.
You're going to get the absolute best out of this guy. He's trying to get paid, and you've got him right now to where he can't come out and say things, and he can't be disruptive, and because he's trying to get paid. Because if he doesn't have, you know, everybody knows how talented he is and what kind of receiver he is. It's the off the field stuff that's kind of following him around. Not the off the field, but the stuff that he's a problem in the locker room, you know. And David Mulugeta, I guarantee, has told him, hey, you just got to hold your tongue this year and we'll get paid.
He's not a problem in the locker room, right?
Not at all.
Yeah,
not at all. Not from the people I talked to at Pittsburgh and some people that know him from around the league.
See, the 817 says just because he's super competitive doesn't mean he's not hard to work with. I would say
they're
back
all hard
to that,
to work with.
Just because he gets mad on the field doesn't mean he takes that same energy. Like when you're competing, your body gets so energized. And then when you lose in front of a national TV audience, there's this feeling of failure. And that does crazy stuff. But that's totally different than 9-to-5 work environment Monday through Saturday, getting ready for the football game. And I think it's you that actually are projecting despite any evidence not being there. There's just no evidence of it.
If you want to pile on the Cowboys and for making a trade for a player that everybody perceives as being a bad human being, then, you know, that's your fault. But like talking to guys around the league that know this player, they swear by this guy.
Okay, speaking of swearing, G-Bag Nation 105 through the fan, Michael Irvin with an updated take on Shoddy. If you missed it, as shortly after the hire, he had a great rant saying you're bringing in a guy from inside the building. So here's Irvin after getting a chance to work with Shoddy here at the OTAs talking about him.
Everybody talking about Philadelphia. And then the Cowboys got the hardest schedule we ever seen. Oh, my God, this is about to be. Oh, my God, oh, my God. No. No. What y'all are trying to do when you're saying all of that is create this fear and anxiety. But what I saw today was what I needed to see so I can tell you that shit ain't gonna work, because I saw a man that's trying to grab all of this opportunity that he has. And he's changing that culture. And he's done one thing that I hold true. You must make people comfortable with them two things: competing like a mother brother, and then pressure.
Ooh, I like it. Okay, that's quite an endorsement from Michael Irvin. You know, I think one of the advantages of Schottenheimer, he's been able to be around and observe Mike McCarthy for a long time, and then come up with a theory of his own of why it didn't work. Yeah. And I think this is one of them.
Yeah, I know. He was able to see all the mistakes that Mike made, and Mike did some good things too. So he could build on some of those things, but mainly the mistakes that maybe he didn't appreciate way, or maybe he didn't like, I say the word appreciate, but like the way that Mike handled the players, you know? And so I think there's a lot of players on this roster now that are happy for the breath of fresh air. And maybe it's not so much about Schottenheimer. It's a new coaching staff that they have a fresh start here. You know, there's, sometimes you get on a coaching staff and then they put you in the doghouse and you never can get out of the doghouse. And so there's probably some guys on this team currently that are happy to see Mike and the staff go, because those are the guys that put them into the doghouse. Now they have a free out of the doghouse.
There could definitely be that. You know, I think as well, when you're looking at Schottenheimer, what you have is a guy who understands how the grind of the front office being who they are got to Mike McCarthy. Maybe that impacted his ability to galvanize a locker room and to get buy-in, right? I'm not really the boss as the head coach. The players are watching this. I'm stressed out. Can I lose the locker room here throughout the process of it, even though they still like me? And if I'm shoddy, I need to build a mentally tough, resilient group of guys that comes together in here and is having fun. And there's nothing that Jerry can do or say that's going to take us off that mission. We're accountable to each other, and I'm accountable to you to make sure this culture is great and we're all having fun. If I can do that, then maybe you can, you know, not let any of the glitz and glamour or what Jerry says on the fan distract us from our mission. I think that's the angle Schottenheimer has to be playing here.
Yeah, it's a tough needle to thread to be able to have a pleasant, fun, exciting work environment while also having the no tolerance accountability of, hey, this is the mission here is to win. And it's obviously much easier to do right now when things are new. You're not actually playing games. You're not having to deal with real actual losses, but that's something. And you mentioned him being here. How much was McCarthy just caught off by surprise about what this whole job entailed and what it was going to be like? And Schottenheimer, having been in this building, can see, okay, this is, and now he can have a strategy of how he would navigate it. McCarthy just gets thrown in. He's used to Green Bay, and now, oh, crap, this is a completely different situation.
I think after the third year, Mike knew what he was up against. I think the first couple of years, I don't think he had an idea of what he was dealing with. But I think by year three, year four, he was pretty versed on, okay, I'm going to talk after a game. There's going to be five media members in here, and that's okay. I think at first it's like, well, what just happened? You know, where's the media? Why am I, you know, why is Jerry getting all the shine here or the conversations and stuff? I think Mike got it. I think it beat Mike down too at the end. Mike got beat down at the end. He's like, yeah, well, if they move on, they move on. I think he was okay with that.
Yeah, okay. We just got to a couple of stories there in the C-note, but we have a lot more, including a couple of Joe Milton cuts and a ton of more Cowboys headlines here. It's been a very robust news cycle here for the summer. We're still about 7 weeks away from training camp. But Krusty's Corner's coming up next. Where are you taking us?
Yeah, is this low-hanging fruit, and you need to change your attitude about this? We'll do that.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINCE-T today or visit MINCETEACLINIC.com. That's MINCETEACLINIC.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Next. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Looks like we got some hoop coming up at 4 o'clock as the finals just a couple of nights away now. Chief's going to take us through an afternoon rim session, but here's Brian with Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Take it away, Brian.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. I was talking, I was doing some work with Jeff Cavanaugh this morning, and we were kind of going through like positions. You know, we're always, oh, we're worried about this, worried about that. And everybody talks about the defensive tackle position. But I wanted to talk to you guys about this and ask you guys this question. Is it really just the defensive tackle's fault for the lack of run defense here?
No.
And I asked this because the more that I've dove into what some of the issues were, it's really not all on the defensive tackle spot, because if you look at where the Cowboys were one of the worst in the National Football League with where the ball was run against them. Teams ran the ball on the edge against them almost 60% of the time.
Feasting on the outside?
The outside part of it, you know. But we focus, and I say this because I think as fans – we immediately think defensive tackle problems. But you also, I'm in that mode right now where, okay, I'm watching this. I'm like, okay, yeah, it is. Ball's going to the edge. Ball's getting to the outside. Ball, you know, it's not at the tackles. It's on the outside again. And I'm looking at this, and I'm watching the tape of things, of how they're playing run defense. And then I go in, I look at some metrics, and I say, 871 yards before contact. It was the fifth worst in the league when it came to that, when it came to where they were picking up ball carriers.
Everybody's getting blown off the ball.
Yeah. To me, I'm looking at a team also that only had 52 run stops, stuffs, when it came to. That was worst in the league. Just give you an example. Cleveland Browns were the best team in the league when it came to playing the run, when it came to run stops, where it's at the line of scrimmage or behind the line of scrimmage, stuffs, no gain, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
110 of those.
Wow, so they more than doubled you up.
Yeah, yeah. That's the difference between, and then when you watch, and I challenge people, don't let defensive tackle be this low-hanging fruit.
I do think if you had great defensive tackle play, your guys would run more freely. They'd be in spots.
That's a myth at times.
Okay.
That's a myth.
Well, I don't want to let everybody off the hook. But
I'm not letting
Marquise Bell, Wanya Thomas, Mukuwamu, all guys we're talking about playing slot or stepping up in safety, yeah, all horrible against the run.
Yeah. Example. If you now... I'm going to use Pro Football Focus's run defensive grades for these players.
Yeah.
And you tell me if it's fair or not. Micah Parsons' run defensive grade is a 65.5. That's 44th for his position out of 116.
Okay. Yeah, not good.
Yeah. How about Diggs, the corner?
Bottom 10%.
43.9. He's 101st out of 105 playing run defense off the edge.
Bottom 5%. That's no surprise at all.
Oso Digizua, 50.8.
Yeah.
77 out of 144.
That's why overall he's like the 25th best defensive tackle, even though he's top five as a pass rusher.
Wilson, the safety, 56.6. He's 67th out of 96. Safeties playing.
And he's the second best safety you have in run defense, even though it's horrible. And Malik Hooker is actually like the best run-stopping defensive back they have.
Yeah, right on 77.8. He's 63 out of 93.
He's fast and tough. That's enough to get the job done better than anybody else.
I challenge folks out there to be better at this. Okay? I challenge you to, and it's, and I'm not saying you have to be a former scout or anything like, but you can take NFL.com and you can go look at the best run defenses in the league. You can. You could sit down, you have a little time, you know, and you really want to learn about this. Go watch who plays run defense and how they play it well. And then go back and watch what your Dallas Cowboys do. Hmm. You know, Mike Zimmer and them, I mean,
they go get Kenneth Murray Jr. to fix it.
Yards after contact or yards before contact. You know, you talk about the players and I went through a sample size of all the positions. I didn't just focus on, you know, Mozzie Smith, sure, his defense, that to me is low-hanging fruit. We know that Mozzie struggles to play the run. We get it. But I think right now we're into that point where we just get so focused on one position where in reality, they're not good. They're not good on the edge. They're not good at tackle. Linebacker struggled. Corner struggled. Safety struggled. That's why you play bad run defense right there.
Mm-hmm. Team effort to be this
bad.
Yeah,
but we tend to focus too much.
I mean, that one technique defensive tackle is the only spot on defense where that's all you're asked to do. Please be tough against the run. Get some TFLs and knock your dudes down. And we're not doing that either. You know, so I don't want to let the defensive tackles off.
I'm not letting anybody. That's why I put. I mean, I didn't put Mozzie Smith in there because we all know that Mozzie Smith struggles. That's low hanging fruit to me. You've got to get better at that spot.
But we got to hope that Sanborn helps fix it and Murray position change makes him less vulnerable.
I think to me that they've got to. This is where I think that with when you look at Wilson and I said I teased something earlier about this.
Yeah.
And Doss, I don't know if you talked about it, because you and I talked about it this weekend. Did you mention anything about go ahead.
Yeah.
And you did this on a podcast.
Yeah.
And you and I were working on this together and you and I had questions. Go ahead. Your podcast said this.
Yeah. You know, we were wondering about Donovan Wilson and everybody was writing he's gonna be a post June 1 cut. So I wrote about it, howaboutwow.com. I did a video about it on YouTube, How About Wow, all one word. You could go watch it. But you know, I think this is a huge decision for the Cowboys because they gotta stop the run. He's second best safety at stopping the run. He gives you the splash plays, his coverage is horrible. But $7 million, Brian, you know, that could go get you a defensive tackle. And a linebacker and you know some other spots that could make you better. It could get you a tackling cornerback. Right. I think Kendall Fuller is out there.
Yeah.
But they'd rather have Wilson at $7 million is my understanding. And they kind of don't know where the talk is coming from.
And here you go. And this is what I heard over the weekend. I had somebody in the front office reach out to me and says, why do you guys trying to keep getting rid of Donovan Wilson?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you keep trying to get rid of him? And I'm like, well, you know, the coverage aspect and all that.
He goes, 24 wasn't good. But he still had what, 3 takeaways?
Yeah. See, to me, and it has been. We've talked about guys that maybe they can move on from this guy or they need to change this guy. And you're looking at stuff that's happening, you know, with Bell. Could Bell be in the mix here? You know, this Clark who they brought in from Syracuse, mm-hmm. the rookie who's getting some reps with the ones. You know, could this guy be somebody all of a sudden, you know, it's kind of lining up that, well, wait a minute, you've extended Bell and Thomas and you gave one of the highest, you know, guarantees to a rookie free agent and Clark.
And he's getting reps with the ones.
And he's getting reps with the ones.
Obviously, we have questions now about the status of Donovan Wilson when you have an undrafted Syracuse no name getting reps with the ones.
But then I get the. This doesn't make a lot of sense.
They're very legitimate questions, though. I mean,
No, they're absolutely because.
But in their mind, it's like this dude's safe.
Yeah. Exactly. See, that's the thing that I'm kind of looking at right now. There's like me, Percy, I'd like to see them try. Yeah, give me, let Thomas play, let Bell play. I think those guys catch a breath of fresh air.
Sure.
Because of the coaching change.
We need to rotate it, though, because none of them can do it all. Yeah. Like Wilson's going to give you a little bit better run defense in big plays, but Wanya Thomas and Bell are both a lot better in coverage.
Right.
You know, so I think Flus is looking at it like, if I go with Bell and Thomas, we're not going to get any big plays, and we're going to be even worse against the run. So I can kind of rotate guys in, can I?
I think to me that maybe that, and like I said, the thing with Hooker and Wilson, the run grades are not bad.
Right.
But could you do better at the spot? We've seen Bell as a linebacker make almost every single tackle.
But not with the guys here, though.
Well, that's but do you give him the opportunity because of the toughness? And I'm not just talking about the safety position. I'm talking about they need to figure out what's going on in the corners. They need to figure out the edges. Those edges, you know, they need. You know, I think they go out and get Turner to go play run defense. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not a pass rusher, but. My whole point is we need to be better when we're evaluating this. We need to be better at like looking at it's just not a defensive tackle problem. It's a problem when you really, really break it down that they have some fundamental problems. And listen, Matt Eberflus, some of the stuff at the Bears, very comparable to what Dallas was going through. Mm-hmm. Very comparable. So, you know, if you think that's, you know, throw the magic.
But with the Colts and Bears, he did stop the run.
He did with the Colts. But if you look, if you go through and metric the, and I'm going to look at some of his tape, but if you go through and metric it, it's very similar. There's some very similar things.
Yeah, it's not incredible.
It's not one of these things like, oh, wow, he's shutting everybody down.
No, he's not. You know?
It's more pressure and turnovers, big plays.
That's it.
Yeah. And I do think one of the reasons why we keep harping on the defensive tackle, and I'm with you, one, the average football fan, when they think about run defense, is not thinking about safeties and corners, even though they absolutely play a huge role. But the other thing, too, is like the Cowboys have addressed some things. You just name-dropped the Turner guy as an edge defender who can stop the run.
Yeah.
You drafted Marshawn Nealon to be sort of that guy as well. You've done things. You've had some turnover at linebacker. What have you done at defensive tackle? You haven't addressed it. It's supposed to be low-hanging fruit. We all know Mozzie Smith sucks.
Well, we all
know Osa, solid pass rusher, not much of a run defender. They haven't done anything about it. At least you could say, hey, they've tried at edge to get some
JT,
run stoppers.
They got a 342-pound.
Yeah, and I'm hopeful about him, but you spent a seventh-round pick on him.
But you know? but it's at least it's like it's not a retread. It's a guy that showed at UCLA that he could play the run.
Yeah, I'm just saying
that we focus just on the defensive tackle spot when it's really a bigger picture problem than it is just defensive tackle.
Totally. You're 100% right.
Yeah.
We got 2 hours down, three to go. Krusty's Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Yeah, always every day 3:40 here is.
Hey. A lot nice of his poor stuff.
Yeah, that was
today.
Good. Yes.
Not today. I mean,
you developed a narrative. You had supporting evidence, some stats.
I was thinking he was like the football Matlock in here.
What is
just
this?
Dialed in the courtroom.
No, I just all of a sudden woke up and decided, you know what? And they need to be better at defensive tackle. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
But we need to be smarter as fans and don't go for the low hanging fruit. Go out and try and figure some things out. You don't have to be a former scout to do this.
There's 9-10 other dudes on the field that are contributing to being an awful
Absolutely. Run defense. And you can see it with your own eyes.
A rim session coming up next, Chief.
Are you buying this Cooper Flag report? And we close the book on the 2025 Knicks next in the nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.